is just from pure source. So, and I wanted to keep it that way. We started recording right now. There we go. We're just waiting for some more people to log on. It looks like there's a lot of people logging in. So anyway, if you have any questions pertaining to PTSD, guys, please just send them in, and we'll try to answer them. Again, we'll do about 15 to 20 minutes on some of the issues. And then we'll go ahead into the meditation, okay? Yes, you can call on Skype. And there is Skype information, guys, if you didn't get that. If you go to masajai.com and click on this PTSD, you can call through Skype. I'm just reading some of the questions here. This one's a good one. It says, not all flashbacks are visual. I have kinesthetic flashbacks. A lot of thank yous. So, just trying to get things. This one is Carlos from Mexico. Actually, a couple of people. It says, suffer six traumatic events in 6 months, ending with my young daughter's death. That was 16 years ago, and I still have not really recovered. I feel that life is unkind and cannot get over a deep negativity that is holding me back. I know we create our own reality, but I seem stuck. Okay. So that, again, is kind of like a poster child for PTSD. So we'll get started. Guys, very simple. All we need to do is get comfortable in this hour. It's going to be very, perhaps, hopefully, awakening to many of us or of letting go. So I'll just give you a second or two to get into that comfortable space. You don't have to stand up, because you can just kick back again, relax, and then we'll get started. All right. Again, just tapping into you, tapping into the group, tapping into what PTSD is all about. I think we went over the recording, so some people might not actually get on board. Again, if you can, guys, listen on a computer to open up the phone lines for other people. That'd be fantastic as well. So, because we are reached our limits already. So, say we'll have to work on getting more phone lines later on this year. Anyway, again, guys, welcome to PTSD. This session is not only for soldiers. It's also for people who have experienced trauma in other areas of life that, we just seem stuck on. A healthy way of describing PTSD is that, it's a normal reaction to an abnormal experience. Anyone who experiences trauma, witnesses a tragic event, whether they are a civilian or police officer or firefighter, they will have some form of PTSD. So, with that, and again, coming into this PTSD, the reason why, again, those brave soldiers give a lot of, not just that time wherever they were in the wars, but then also when they come back home, a lot of issues that they come back. So that's why I'm doing this. And again, as I've worked on some soldiers, and as I've worked on, for example, Nina, who's produced this unbelievable documentary on PTSD that, I urge you to take a look at, and we'll give you more information on that. But as I was working on her, it was amazing at the number of spirits, soldiers who have passed away, who were around her looking for a way out. Okay, and that's what, again, deeply prompted me to do something on that, because there's a lot of soldiers out there. Obviously, Nina is one of them that has worked for a long time to create this documentary, and the number of soldiers that were around her, just like searching and wanting that space out, because what has happened, I guess, is, and we'll explain why that happens later on, but basically, in a nutshell, what happens, you get into this trauma, or you pass away fighting or something, and then we get stuck in a time loop, and we keep recreating that trauma, even when we're not connected to our bodies. And although they know that they're passed away, they're still looking for help to go beyond. Another way of looking at it, if in religious terms, if you're familiar with that, purgatory, that's the real definition of purgatory. You know, it's not like you committed a sin or anything and then you're waiting to go to heaven or hell. It's just this endless time frame that we get stuck in. So, again, some medical info, just for some individuals who are not familiar with that, what PTSD is important. The important endocrine glands involved in PTSD is a group called HPA axis. Okay, so hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. Because of the fundamental interactions between these glands, interaction between the gland controls reaction to stress, regulates many body processes, including digestion, immune system, mood and motion, sexuality, energy storage, and expenditure. For those of us with PTSD, access does not function properly. So that's what's got, that's what gets kind of mixed up. So much of some of the physiological and emotional impact. Again, if you're not aware of it, if you know somebody that might be, that you're not sure that's suffering from it, these are some of the symptoms that you might be looking for. Moral pain, fought a war that no longer has meaning, seeing killing in combat as murder, etc. This is alarming. High suicide rate. According to the VA's recent study, 22 veterans per day are committing suicide, nearly one per hour. Many outside the VA believe that the statistic is even higher. So again, what happens, and if you've heard me before talk on people who commit suicide, again, it's really not a sin. What's quoted in, you know, the religious practices, that it's a sin, but sin, again, in religious standards, got denoted as really called being off the mark. That's what the real meaning of sin is. So when you commit suicide or anything like that, similar to that, guys, and that is, say, body mutilation, you know, things like that, just to give you an example, what happens is that your spirit space gets distorted enough that your spirit starts to disconnect from you, although you're still living. And then when you say you commit suicide, obviously you're disconnected enough to commit suicide, and that's one of the reasons why you do. But then when you cross over, it seems like your spirit doesn't exactly know where it is, and then it gets stuck again in this time loop. So, again, not a good reason to commit suicide, because it doesn't really help. It doesn't release you from the pains that you're feeling. It just makes it go on forever and ever. So remember that. Seek some help if you're feeling that way. Okay, and I have helped people with suicide issues. So. Identity crisis as we go on. Young men who love life and went to war and shot it to pieces, they don't know who they are anymore. Okay. Confused sexuality and inability to enjoy intimacy. Drug and alcohol, abuse to numb the emotional pain. Depression and apathy and destructive behaviors. Shame or self-blame and survivor's guilt. Persistent flashbacks, difficulty sleeping or staying asleep, and sleeping with a weapon. Hypervigilance or constant red alert, feeling jumpy, easily startled, car backfiring, you know, fireworks bring back the sounds of combat, inability, irritability, outbursts of anger. Very closely, I know my wife's, my brother-in-law, came back from Afghanistan twice, has issues with this. So, fortunately, he doesn't want my help. Anyway, societal and financial impact. In addition to physical wounds that are clearly visible, there are invisible wounds when many soldiers return home from war and transition back into civilian life. You know, like feeling alienated and alone and loss of interest for life, avoidance of activities, places, thoughts, or feelings that remind him or her of the event, difficulty concentrating, unable to hold a job, loss of family due to substance abuse. PTSD symptoms can lead to homelessness, coach suffering, living in one's car, etc. So again, not just going to war and then coming back with issues, but then lifelong issues as well. Many do not like to use the word disorder when it comes to post-traumatic stress, because many do not believe it's a disorder, but more of an injury that was inflicted. Calling it a disorder perpetuates the stigma from getting the help they need. One of the biggest hurdles to getting help for their PTSD is the problem with stigma. They feel there is perceived weakness in admitting to an emotional or physiological issue because of the military culture. Many are not getting the help they need because of this fear of being perceived as weak. But hopefully, I think this film, this documentary that Nina's created, you know, will dispel that. In addition, the stigma goes on in the fear of not being able to get a job if there is a diagnosis of PTSD on the records. So again, a lot of issues out there that we're going to be working on, just bringing it up for you. Some spiritual references and cause of PTSD. Why would God let bad things happen to good people? You know, in a highly enlightened sense, okay, this is the way basically I look at it. But then again, you know, there's different ways of looking at it. There's no judgment such as good and bad in Holy Scripture, Bhagavad Gita. When the warrior Arjuna refuses to fight because he doesn't want to kill his fellow human beings, Krishna, basically an avatar of God, appears and tells him to fight, that our life is just an illusion. You cannot kill or be killed. Only God can truly take a life. And when you're in this life as a warrior, you must fulfill a warrior's duty. So that is to fight and to kill. In Krishna's eyes, death means the attainment of heaven and victory, the enjoyment of earth. So there will be no pain in fighting and no suffering in surviving. He encourages Arjuna to not see the results of action, but rather focus on the work itself as a man within himself, without selfish attachments, alike in victory and defeat. So, but however, you know, most people don't see war like that, or not as enlightened as this individual here. And in war, the raw violence, destruction, brutality are so overwhelming that often the spirit is distorted or may flee from the body to survive combat. So, and that's what happens actually with traumatic issues as well. You know, as a young child, if you've been, you know, sexually abused or any other type of abuse, the spirit literally disconnects, and that's what I see. So when that happens, this person is trapped into a limbo, again, where past and present intermingle without differentiation or continuity. That's because, again, there is no time value in those upper realms, okay, that purgatory, basically, that we call it. There's no time value, so it keeps going on and on and on. And the sad thing about that is, too, that I'm just picking up, is that fear creates fear. So, you say you have a group of people, and this is the way it happens in real life as well, guys, and in physical life. You know, when you think of something, you're actually creating frequencies that start to create things in your life, although at limited values until we get stronger and stronger. So, thank God we can't be as strong as we are, otherwise we might have issues. But anyway, in the spirit space, again, origination of pure fear, right? Basically, when we get together as a group, it enhances that. It perpetuates that into a much larger issue at that level, especially without a physical body to interfere. So, So with that, you know, nothing feels right to that individual until body and spirit again rejoin. Okay. So we're gonna start the metahealing. It's gonna be about, you know, whatever time we've got probably about 34 minutes that we're gonna do. We might run a little overboard if that's okay with you guys. So we'll start. Again, you don't have to stand up. If you want to stand up, go ahead and do so, please. I know a lot of people, they want to listen to it, but if you're driving, guys, either pull over or just listen to it some other time. It is on a recording. I know a lot of people get distorted when I work on them, so I just don't want you to have any issues or another traumatic issue for you. All right. So with that, get comfortable. Lie down, sit down. Notice your space, and perhaps, again, just me talking to you has probably put you into a relaxed space, although a lot of emotions, a lot of issues, things like that might be coming up for you, and not just only on this PTSD issue, but then other areas as well, because it is related to trauma, right? Whether it's this lifetime, whether it's through, say, combat, whether it's through a previous lifetime that we've brought over, again, time loops that we've brought over, So whatever you're feeling, guys, just note it, and then we'll start by taking a nice, encompassing deep breath in, just knowing that we're here, and you don't have to go to your happy space if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling disconnected right now, and just be aware of that, okay? If you're anxious, just be aware of that. A lot of times, again, if you're listening to this, I've already been working on you anyway, so if that anxiety is coming back, if trauma is coming back, anything like that, guys, I'll help you stay centered, okay, so we can go through it, because sometimes it gets overwhelming and then we want to quit, but I'll help you stay centered, and then you can look out into that space if you want. Let's go ahead and take another nice deep breath in, this time accessing group power, accessing our group space, to bring in, you know, just like group healing, group prayer, group intention, it has force. There's power in numbers. So coming into that force where we can effortlessly come out of where we are and into that light that we were, or perhaps even a stronger light that we are. So exhaling, if you haven't done so already, again, noticing the other members in your space. And these other members, I actually see a lot of, individuals who have passed away from trauma coming into the space as well. So it's not just the physical people here. I see that you guys have brought in a lot of, say, deceased individuals as well. So, which is fantastic. You know, I welcome anybody, any spirit. So just take a moment to realize them. Breathing in nice and deep. Again, asking ourselves how to connect to pure source even stronger. And if you don't know what that means, guys, no worries. Just another term that I use for God. God, again, being so distorted, that I use pure source. So again, if you have a definition for God, guys, let's just revert back to pure source. Again, not that your definition is distorted or anything like that, but then again, there's a lot of association with your definitions. Okay. And that's the only reason. So nothing against your definition, but then just coming back to, say, a neutral space. So just using pure source. Okay. And you can just use it for this event if you'd like. You can always revert back, right? Exhaling, if you haven't done so already. I'm sure many of you have. But just noting your breath, coming into the space, realizing that it is okay for you to relax you know, it is okay for you to take the time to come into this space. The important thing about any trauma is that we get disconnected from time. That's basically how your spirit saves you, protects you. So, again, acknowledging, or the best way to connect with spirit again, is to note your body. And perhaps even now, you might have noticed that your toes, especially the big one, might feel a little different. You might have never been aware of your big toe, but go ahead, pay attention to the big toes. Let's expand that feeling, that warmth, that relaxation that's coming through into that big toe, into the other toes, just noticing bottom of your feet, you know, the balls of the feet, the arches of the heels. And again, if you're new to me, okay, again, no worries. It still works on you if you don't believe anything I do. It's even more fantastic, guys. It still works on you. You don't have to believe. You can believe if you'd like. It doesn't matter. But as you get more and more comfortable knowing the bottoms of your feet, the tops of your feet, the ankles, your calves, your shins, just noticing that area. Basically, the way the process works is I get you into a deep meditative state. Okay. Totally connected with your body. And then on the spirit side or admin level, I work at spirit level to just reconnect that spirit into your body even more and then basically reawaken it. And we'll get into that as we go on. So while you're noticing, focusing your body, and for many of you on the call, perhaps the first time you've got that intimate with your body, I'll be working on the spirit side, connecting you and removing that distortion that causes traumatic events, PTSD, or other acronyms that we could call it. So with that, again, you may have noticed your legs getting a little more heavier. And we can even go higher up into the thighs, inner thighs, outer thighs, all the way around. Just noticing that leg space. Again, from the bottoms of the feet all the way up. Very nice. If you're wondering what to think about your body. Think about that leg space. Okay, if you have emotions coming up for you, no worries. Just notice and then go back to your physical body. And since there are spirits involved, not only physical spaces, guys, obviously they don't have bodies. However, because I am just connecting you to pure source, okay, no matter where you are, what level you're at, guys, that's the main key, connecting you to your body for the physical individuals. Again, a way to connect for the spiritual individuals and for your spirit as well, just being in that light of pure source without any distortion is enough. Just there were some people wondering about that. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in as we extend and go deeper. Just because we can, we're strong enough, we're confident enough, we're brave enough to go into some of those realities that might have scared us, caused trauma, right? We don't have to revisit them, guys, but let's just be aware of them. Let's just be aware of what happened, okay? as we release, if you haven't done so already, perhaps acknowledging more of our body, like the groin area, the hips, the butt area. Again, although this is a meditation, you might not be totally relaxed. That's okay, just note it. Just because those the imagery, the feeling, anything like that might be coming up for you. So, there you go. As you're feeling what's going on with your body, especially from that belly button on down, just noting that space. If we normally, I don't like to set intentions, but some of the intentions that we are going to do for this call is obviously to help you out in many ways. For the ones who've been departed, bless their spirits, and then help them move on into that higher space, say that heavenly space where they belong, so they get disconnected from that time loop, that distortion, that ongoing pain that they're feeling. Okay. There we go. So we're going to be doing that through the session. For the survivors, still instilling that frequency to, one, stop suicidal thoughts and feelings, stop the depression, help stop re-experiencing trauma and constant flashbacks. There's more, but why not? Let's go deeper as I continue to tell you these intentions by taking a nice deep breath in, allowing yourselves to feel whatever you're feeling, so that allowing breath in as we exhale, allowing that exhalation to come into play whichever way it comes, and ascending higher, right, connecting deeper with that spirit by going into the small of the back, the mid-back, the digestive area, the solar plex area. There you go. I'm just going to hang out here for a little bit. Again, helping you with any digestive issues. If you have back issues and working on that, I can adjust you just like a chiropractor, just frequency level, though. So if you're feeling anything different, that's fantastic. For many who are new to me, again, I don't necessarily have to know any specifics of what's going on with you. Okay. But in a group space, what I do, because I know there's a lot of questions out there on how this works, how can I help you get rid of your depression and so on. So, because again, you come from a fear space, so as you get more comfortable, as you get more connected to a pure spirit of yourself, let me kind of explain how this goes. And whatever you're feeling in your body, guys, just go with it. In essence, through my near-death experience, at the second near-death experience, I was brought into, say, an enlightenment state by connecting to pure source at a much higher level. So what I do, or what I've been given the abilities to do for you, is connect you to your, or the pure source, there's only one, so through a more transparent spirit of yours. So that's why I don't necessarily have to know what happens to you, but because your spirit or pure source obviously does, right? So coming in at a higher state, things get resolved. So, very simple. Noticing how you're feeling, noticing what's going on with your body. Any thoughts, traumas, things like that coming up for you guys? Again, notice it. You can always release it. Best thing to handle it if it's overwhelming you, because I know there's some people kind of in that space, is to look at that event from a third person perspective. So like in case, like you're watching TV, okay, and you're seeing events literally on a TV set. So if you can imagine those emotions, those ideas, those concepts that are holding you back, whatever's coming up for you, let's just throw them on to that TV set, something outside of you, right? And this will also help remove those frequencies out of your spirit space to stop that distortion and then out into that universal space. Okay. There we go. So let's see if it can help those, some of those people that are getting a little over anxious as things start to pop up for you, come out for you, helping you release tension. Again, guys, this is the safest you'll probably ever be, because this is the closest you'll be connected to pure source, or you have been connected to pure source at this time. Again, too anxious, let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, a releasing breath in. And it might be tough for some individuals, but why not go deeper? Again, because we are safe, we are secure, right? They're just images. You can always shut them off, turn that channel. But as we exhale, letting go, breath out, sending into the solar plex area, the upper back, the chest area, the heart, lungs, and perhaps into the shoulders. Okay. And for many, shoulder space, just mentioning the shoulders, you might have relaxed even more. Your arms getting heavier, your biceps, triceps, your elbows, your forearms, your hands, palms, fingers, fingertips. All getting relaxed, probably much heavier. As you let go of any muscle tension in your limbs or any other body part that you feel. Again, as confirmation, because I know many of you need confirmation, especially in traumatic situations, that it is okay to be here, to know, to be what you're doing here is okay. To give you confidence that things will change for you. There we go. Your fingertips, your toes might start to move. I might twitch, might move. Again, confirmation from spirit side, your spirit, guided by pure source. Again, allowing you to get back into, say, balance, your natural balance that you were created from. Okay. And releasing anything that we need to release. Belief systems, ideas, concepts. this lifetime, previous lifetimes. Again, some of the benefits, obviously, is breaking the pattern of self-destructive behaviors, breaking the addiction, break the addiction to substance abuse, sleeping more deeply and calmly without the recurring nightmares, and bringing back the will to live, restoring interest and love for life, strengthening relationships with your loved ones, and attracting the help that you need to come into your life in all forms, at 360 degrees of abundance, including, financial opportunities. So with that, we'll continue on. Again, because we're strong enough. And because we can, and because we're guided, right? So let's take that liberating breath in. Nice and deep. And then exhaling. Going into setting up from the fingertips of the arms, shoulders, into the throat, the neck area. Noticing whatever is happening to you. Again, a lot of time, we go by certain sections just because one helps me release those emotions, belief systems, ideas. Not only from the trauma, from war or anything else, but then also it aligns your spirit level as well. So it, again, releases those experiences. Those memories, and not just, again, at a physical level, but deep down at what I call spiritual DNA. So, there we go. Go ahead and adjust some of those necks as well, neck and shoulder area. Being in your body, being in that space, notice whatever is going on for you. I see a lot of calming coming into this group. Again, when we first started, a lot of anxiousness, a lot of fear, a lot of distortion. Coming back, making okay for your spirit to come back into your body, connect with yourself. There we go. Again, this will help you greatly heal that moral pain. And again, as no matter what happens, you can never do anything wrong, right, from God's perspective or that pure source perspective. God loves you no matter what, and he didn't do anything wrong. Helps dissolve that survivor guilt. So you're just fulfilling that warrior duty, you know, staying present and embrace the beauty and fragility of life instead of questioning the value of your survival. So if you're here, just know that it's for a reason, it's for a purpose. Your life is meaningful because you survived. And that will help bring in the and restore your identity, self-acceptance, self-love. Very nice. Let's ascend even higher. Now that we're comfortable, now that we're more at peace, not only with ourselves, with the community, with our spirit. Let's go ahead and take that enlightening breath in. Ascending higher. Again, because we are brave, we're secure in the knowing that we're safe. And then exhaling, sending into the back of the head, top of the head, the forehead, the eyes, eyebrows. Again, noting all the little details of your face. Again, the best way to connect is to be in your flesh, in your body so much that your spirit starts to awaken. Okay? And disconnects you from those time loops of trauma. So again, noticing the eyes, the eyebrows, eyelashes, around the nose, the nostrils. That little curve on your upper lip, your lips, your chin. Your temples, your cheeks. And now that we're all more comfortable, I ask confirmation from your spirit side and pure source. You might have noticed that your jaws have relaxed, got a little heavier, right? Again, confirmation from spirit side that it is okay for you. You are on that path of connecting back into spirit, your spirit. Very nice. Go onward and inward by taking that internal breath in, becoming complete more internally, seeing ourselves as more complete, and then exhaling, letting go, and coming into that left side of the brain. And then on the exhale, going to the right side of the brain. On the exhale, going to that central spot in the brain. I call it the communication center. Just enhancing communication again between the two halves of the brain, body and mind, through more dynamic nervous system, and then through pure source, more clear, definitive, pure spirit. So, there we go. Let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, starting from the bottom of the feet, working our way up. Upper body, upper legs, solar plexus area of the neck into the head, and beyond. For many of you, you might feel an expansiveness, a lightness. Whatever you're feeling, guys, fantastic. Just noting your spirit in and around you. Again, it's like a nice, secure, warm blanket, keeping you complete, keeping you safe, keeping you guided. There we go. Perhaps feeling a little more restored, feeling that self-acceptance again, feeling that self-love. And understanding that whatever happens in this physical realm that we call life, just understanding that that is just a spiritual experience. Right, a method to grow spiritually, to acknowledge higher levels, instead of living as a damaged soul. And also understanding ourselves as a role as a warrior instead of a victim. You know, once a warrior, always a warrior. So the real battle begins when you come home. So be a warrior of life, right? The beauty of life is to walk into the physical world as a spiritual being. So remember that. I'll let you be for a couple minutes. As I continue to work on you here. just noting your breath. Feeling that light perhaps come into your space. And then feeling lighter perhaps as those spirits who have been wanting help from you again, help them release into that heavenly space where they belong. So there we go. Let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. And just notice our heart area, right between the ribs, the solar plex. Just notice a ball of light. And as we let go, if you haven't done so already, have that light, that purity from pure source, that knowledge from pure source, that connection from pure source, just starting to glow and expand. And with each breath, expanding even further and further out, encompassing your body in that light, in that security, in that safety, bringing back again everything into balance that we need. There we go. And as I continue to work on you, and if you're new with me, a couple ways I help you. One is basically I change frequencies, right? Because everything is created at frequency. So one, I change your frequency and then at a blueprint level, at that core level. So basically what happens is you naturally start feeling better. You naturally, things just change. Okay, like say your addictions just like disappear. So, and that might, you might not believe that, but it's happened to a lot of people. So, there's no cravings, no needs, no nothing like that. It's just no willpower. It just like say disappears for you. So just be aware of that. Two, I help you change your frequency and then you get attracted to say the help that you need, the wherewithal, the people, the places, the things, the remedies, whatever, like just comes into your life, almost like you trip over it, and then those remedies, whatever, people, actually start to help you at a truer sense. Okay. So if you get attracted to something that you need to do, although it might seem totally out there, guys, just go with it, because again, your spirit is guiding you now, and maybe that's what you need. Again, that knowledge comes from a higher space, not your space. So just go with it. And then three is, you know, a mixture of both, obviously. But the important thing, again, is changing those core frequencies that's been generated through this trauma. So with that, let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Nice and deep. And as we end, for those people who can meditate longer, I urge you to do so, just staying in this space. For those of us who can't, again, noting yourself, still staying connected to pure source through a more translucent spirit. Exhaling, opening your eyes, coming into this moment in time, the now moment, again, connected to your spirit, much more centered, much more balanced, much more. Very good. If it is a detox, if you're feeling a little disoriented, a little distraught, whatever it is, guys, it's a detox that needs to happen for you if that's your rule set. So just watch it, you'll notice that it'll feel a little different, not a debilitating issue, but just something that comes through you and washes away. So again, a cleansing space. Fantastic, guys. While you're still coming into this moment in time, you know, where do we go from here? Now what, right? So if you're suffering from PTSD, or even if you're not, it might be helpful to play this on a loop. I know we get a ton of testimonials on people who play this on a loop. In their sleep or in the background while they're working or at home. You necessarily don't have to listen to each word, but just in the background, just in a low tone so you can kind of hear it, okay? Because those frequencies on a recording, guys, the frequencies that I help you with are good on a recording as well. So play it on a loop. What you can do to make a difference. Okay. Again, watch the documentary trailer, Jane and Johnny come marching home, homeless, actually. It's on masajati.com/PTSD. It's, if you scroll towards the bottom, guys, fantastic eye-opening issue. Documentary that really opens up what goes on, you know, and brings a reality, a new reality that we don't see. So, filmmaker Nina Gilbert. Gilberty dedicated her life to raise the awareness of PTSD to the world. She's been working on this film tirelessly for 6 years. In January this year, she quit her job in order to be able to focus on perfecting and completing the film. She's been using her life, her own savings, to support the film production and herself. So please support her selfless effort in helping PTSD by making a tax-deductible donation for the film production. Okay, if you send us a receipt of your donation, guys, we'll send you one frequency spa session. If you're not familiar with that, you can go to masajati.com. Please see masajati.com/PTSD, all lowercase, for offer details on that. So, other things you can do to help. And this is on masajati.com/PTSD. Again, listen. Do not ask about their experience in war. They want to talk about something going on in their life. Just listen. Be patient. You know, babysit for a family who may need to go to the VA hospital or just a night out. Drive a vet to their appointments, especially if they're disabled or, you know, in a remote area. Volunteer your time to a nonprofit organization helping veterans. Everywhere, get involved in the veterans community, donate money to a worthy cause that helps veterans, donate your frequent flyer miles, check your airline. There are programs in place for that. So, guys, a lot of things that you can do. But once again, guys, when you're donating things, when you're helping people, make it their story, not yours. And what I mean by that is that don't do it because it's Christmas time and you want to be nice to people. You know, just do it because it's another spirit involved. And then that way what happens is, like, we get rid of the issues that actually, we get rid of those war issues, things like that, completely, rather than creating more because we want to feel good inside. Okay. So with that, guys, thanks for being on the call. Again, if you have any questions, customer with an S at masajati.com, with any of your questions, and this is a free gift, you can print out a gift card and give it to somebody, probably one of the best Christmas presents you could ever give to somebody who's suffering from PTSD. Guys, with that, thanks for being on the call. Take care, and I hope to see you on some other venue. Bye-bye.